The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of cartoonist, humorist, and poet Ashley Brilliant, his real name actually, born in London, 1933, author of Little Lines, what he called pot shots, things like All I Want is a Warm Bed and a Kind Word and Unlimited Power, or We've Been Through So Much Together and Most of It Was Your Fault, for which he did pen and ink drawings, published them as postcards. They've also appeared on mugs and tote bags and T-shirts. His most recent book is I'm Just Moving Clouds. Today, tomorrow, I'll try mountains. It's the birthday of the poet Leonie Adams, born in Brooklyn, 1899. She was an only child. Her parents kept her secluded. She was not allowed to ride the subway at all as a child, but she decided she wanted to be a writer. She loved the poetry of Yeats, and in 1925, Leonie Adams published her first collection, Those Not Elect. Edmund Wilson praised it in The New Republic, and she met him that year at a party. And a few years later, they became lovers. Wilson was drunk. He didn't know that Leonie Adams was a virgin at the time. When he found out, he was very guilty. She went off to Europe, and then she realized that she'd been pregnant and she had miscarried. She told him about it, and he was even more guilty over that and had a nervous breakdown. And she wrote to her lover, Edmund Wilson, from a Paris cafe, February 1929, "Goodbye, Edmund, dearest, I love you very much and am not sorry about it. I wish I could have talked to you more and been happier with you when we were together, but that was as much my fault as yours." And today is the birthday of the poet John Milton, London, 1608, best known for his epic Paradise Lost, though he was also known in his own time for writing a pamphlet arguing for the right to get a divorce on the grounds of incompatibility. He'd married a woman named Mary Powell, and she left him almost immediately after their honeymoon. Also author of a tract, Areopagitica, in 1644, an argument in favor of freedom of the press, but best known for Paradise Lost, many readers of which come away feeling that Satan is the most interesting and sympathetic character in the poem. Here are two poems for today, two short poems by Sidney Hall, Jr., the first entitled McClure's Beach. Here, at the end of the world, or so it seems to a traveler in this country, where the sun buffs the sea silver in the late afternoon, and water drips from the high clay banks, having come as far as it can from the upland meadows where tule elk graze, even here at this end of the world, where two turkey vultures in the sand empty the white rib cage of a dead seal, even here where the water is dripping into the sand, poppies blossom yellow and orange, and the land is bright with wildflowers, as if to surprise each new visitor who comes to the end of the world. And the second poem, Something About the Wind. There's something about the wind coming off the ocean, the waves washing the rocks, that makes a person who is quickly annoyed by cigarette smoke and men putting nails into roofs, forgetful and unconcerned. If you are easily disturbed, you need to get an ocean. Two poems by Sidney Hall, Jr., McClure's Beach and Something About the Wind, from Fumbling in the Light, published by Hobble Bush Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.